Denk an den 31. Juli.
Wieso?
Last Call für deine Steuer.
Oh no, ich weiß gar nicht, wo ich anfangen soll.
Weil wieso Steuer? Das ist wie Steuererklärung, nur ohne Stress.
Ist das einfach?
Klar, macht fast alles automatisch.
Dauert das lange?
Nö, einfach per App.
Na dann.
Hol dir jetzt dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer. Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, Reno Collier back in studio and Al Jackson on the telephone.
Hi, Bob and Tom. It's Donnie Biker, man. And it's time to go back into Donnie's mail sack. Here's a letter. Dear Donnie, summertime is almost here, and I don't know how to drop a hint to my old lady that she needs to tidy up down there before she wears her bikini again. It almost got out of hand last year.
Oh, gross.
Do you have any advice? Signed, Eddie and Davenport's. Well, Eddie, that's a tough one, man. It's kind of like when a chick asks you if her butt looks big. That's a loaded question. Mm-hmm. I swear to God it is. And just saying your big bone don't work anymore. But there's nothing worse than dating a chick who looks like her bikini bottoms are growing sideburns. I swear to God there ain't.
Whoa.
I don't see how women can't notice that. I mean, if your bikini bottoms look like a porcupine in a surgical mask, or if it looks like your airbag went off, it's probably time to cut and paste, and I'd say it right your face. You guys know Ricky Kegels?
No.
Ricky the Hickey?
No.
Todd's brother?
No.
Got Angel Withers pregnant in the above-ground pool?
No.
I swear to God he did. We warned him about it, too. Man, there was so much chlorine in that pool, it burnt right through the liner. So you can imagine what it did to his rubber. Plus, when the sun hits an above-ground pool, it bakes the water all day. Uh-huh. And it basically turns into an incubator for sperm eggs. Everybody knows it. Anyways, he dated Patty Ferguson before I did. Uh-huh. And he warned me about her grooming habits, man. Mm-hmm. Said she had enough cover to hide the Viet Cong. I swear to God he did. So I tried to drop a few hints to her, like on her first date. Real subtle stuff like, hey, baby, you shave it, I'll pave it. Or, we ain't playing golf, so what's with the hazard? Stuff like that, man. But no matter how many Bic razors I bought Patty Ferguson, she'd return to her old form within hours.
Wow.
Kind of like a chia pet on steroids. Man, her 5 o'clock shadow got there about 2:30. She was always saying the same thing. Donnie, I swear, I just showered and shaved.
Uh-huh.
I was like, well, then what are you using for body wash, Turf Builder? I swear to God I did. She was 2 lazy days away from having chest hair. I finally told her I was going to break up before I got grubs, so she took the hint and did the right thing. Got out the duct tape. So good luck with it, Eddie. I gotta go.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Our buddy Al Jackson is scheduled. Is this Al?
It's my dirty.
Al.
What up, y'all?
Oh,
hello,
Al.
Hello.
Hey, Al, hi. I gotta introduce you. Do you know Reno Collier? You guys ever met?
Reno, I was thinking about this. Did we do Josh Wolf's show on the Country Music Channel a while back,
yeah,
like a couple
we
years
did
ago?
With Jewel.
Yes, with the singer
yeah
Jewel.
Hey, man.
What's up, brother? It's been a long time.
It has been. I knew your name. I'm sorry, man. I knew I knew your name, and I didn't put it together.
Hang
yeah
on a second. Excuse me for 1 second. Al, are you chewing gum?
Sir.
I am not.
Are you chewing gum?
Reno?
No, it's a cert.
Oh,
it's a cert.
Something, I don't know. I got it out of the... Am I supposed to share?
He didn't want his breath to offend.
Yes.
Is that the 2 mints in one?
I think it's... No.
I have an Alto.
Okay,
like an
very
Altoid?
Good. I'm sorry. Al, I just was trying to instruct him in radio. When you're on your TV show, The Daily Blast, you don't chew gum.
Oh, Tom, hold on. Let me read you this email. Anybody listen, this is not set up. This is on my group chat with my other co-host, because yesterday some pizza came into the into the showroom. And the thing is, when pizza comes, all the producers cannibalize it. So by the time we get off stage, you know, it's already gone. So this is the email we got yesterday. I won't say the guy's name. We'll just call him William.
Okay.
Okay. The subject is host eating pizza. This is at 6:15 yesterday. I never email my feelings about any person or program, but I must comment on today's 7:23 program. Since when is it appropriate for a host, Tori, that's my co-host, to eat pizza and chew it with her mouth partially open on a live program? I find it disgusting. I find it disgusting that a person cannot do a one-hour program without having to stuff their face. Thank you for a good program, William.
I'll leave it at that.
So, Reno, you with your certs, have at it, bro. You're not eating pizza with black olives on it, no less. Who likes black olives in that room?
Nobody.
I will come. I will hunt you down.
Oh, hey, listen, Al, yesterday we did top three pizza toppings, and then I also weighed in on those that want pineapple on their pizza need to go back where they came from.
Thank you, Tom. Hey, can I also say this? I was scarred by a pineapple experience. This had to be 8 or 9 years ago. I don't know who was playing in the Super Bowl, but I went over a friend of a friend's house who was having a Super Bowl party, and I get there. This gentleman had 5 pizzas. They all had pineapple on them. And I was just like, I was so shocked. I didn't know if like I had gotten there late and they had eaten all the pepperoni. Nope. He just ordered 5 pizzas, all with pepperoni. I don't know if I've ever been that mad at a complete stranger before.
He's pushing an agenda.
Yeah, what the
hell? Yeah, that's like a passive-aggressive thing, right, Josh?
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I totally don't approve, I got to tell you. Now, Josh, did we determine your top three toppings?
I like on every one of my pizzas, I like to have green pepper and mushroom, and then I'd probably be...
Are you counting that as one topping, green pepper and mushroom?
No, those are two. And then probably pepperoni.
And then, Al, we had a little argument yesterday because Christy goes, number one, cheese.
Yes.
No. The cheese is implied.
Not always.
No.
Her having to say that,
some people like extra cheese.
There's some people that don't like cheese.
But, Al, do you want a cheeseless pizza?
I don't, but you can get light cheese. I will say this, because some people want cheese that pretty much be the entire pizza, and some people really like the sauce.
Yeah,
those are weird people, but they really do.
Haven't you ever? In fact,
Christy, I
sat next to a lady yesterday. She had pizza and was dipping it in sauce. They had given her an extra thing of sauce.
Oh, extra sauce. Okay, so I do that all the time.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you which.
Okay, what about dipping your pizza in ranch?
Oh, no.
I was just thinking
that.
It's not bad, man.
Well, you like cold pizza with ranch, right?
Me?
Yeah.
No, if I have cold pizza, I don't like anything with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought ranch was your go-to.
No. I mean, I understand you why you would assume that.
Don't you dip your Twinkies in ranch?
You know, this brings up an interesting topic. I know what he must assume of us.
Oh, dude.
That's got to be off the chart.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm drunk at home, alone all the time, crying.
Right.
We've all read your Twitter bio.
Laptop,
that's right.
Laptop immediately open.
Oh, yeah.
Disrobed.
Having at yourself.
And then I get into a bathtub full of sausage gravy.
That's right. Yeah.
Have at myself.
Yep.
That's all I'm doing.
Christy's bitching at somebody somewhere. Probably. This is all he's assuming. I'm guessing.
Oh, right.
And
so you're assuming what
I'm
assuming.
A woman.
Okay.
That's
I'm sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
So Al, you know, Al's role on this show is to help me get a little hipper. I mean, you look at me, Reno, and you can see.
And also, I provide the diversity number that they need to.
Yeah. One. Certain affiliates demand.
Sorry to break it to you, Ace.
A little flavor.
As my dad would say, Al is of the black persuasion. Now,
your father said that, and you're sharing it with us. That's interesting.
I'm kidding. Uh-huh. The point is, Al is always teaching me new words. For example, we had that story this morning, and I said, oh, that guy was riding dirty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you know what that means?
Would fail a pee test?
No. Riding dirty would mean you'd be in an automobile, or as I like to call it, a hoopty. And so you're in your hoopty.
Okay, Al, be honest. When did hoopty go out as a sign?
Honestly, hoopty was gone like the dodo bird in probably 87.
Okay, I picked it up in 94, and I'm embracing it. So say you're in your ride, and you have something illegal. You're riding dirty. So,
gotcha.
In other words, say you've got a pound of a marijuana in your automobile.
Right. That'd be
then
dirty.
Be riding dirty. Now, I recently was doing some riding dirty.
Well,
were you?
I went to the license branch,
uh-huh.
And I got my new plate.
Yeah.
But I didn't have a screwdriver.
Uh-huh.
So I was driving home with no license plate on the car. Oh, it was in the car.
Right.
But not on the
driving dirty.
Riding dirty.
Riding dirty.
Driving dirty is a whole different thing. Now, so Al teaches me phrases like this. Or, for example, when you come in the room, I could greet you by going, ah, Reno Collier, my man, 50 grand.
No.
I did not teach you
no,
that.
No, not.
In fact, he's trying to teach you to stop that.
That's out, too. That's way out as well.
Okay. Now, so, Al, we have a new term for you.
Not all
really
right.
In the realm of hipness.
Should we say it on the radio?
Yeah, we can. This is in the realm of shop talk, if you will.
Okay.
You know, shop talk. Every no matter what job you have, there's shop talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's a lingo, if you will. So we were discussing something earlier this morning, and we learned this word. I'll give you the word. There's no way you're going to know this.
Unless he was listening earlier.
Unless you were listening. There are probably 10 people listening that have ever heard this expression. It's something called a mud falcon.
Oh, no.
Any idea, Al?
No.
I think you're on the right track.
Go with your gut.
Yeah.
Is it an act one would commit upon another?
It would be an accident.
Yeah.
If you did, it would be so great.
No, it would be an accident, yes.
You'd be close to a tower.
I won't extend this any longer than necessary. We had a news story involving something rather unfortunate. The point is there are gentlemen and ladies that climb radio towers to paint them and to change light bulbs, et cetera, et cetera. And it's a very long procedure because you have to usually go up a ladder. There's a safety rope you have to unhook and rehook a series of them to stay safe. So it might take an hour or two to get to the top of one of these towers. Well, once you're up there, if nature calls, you have to do it right then and there. Now, clearly, urinating from up there wouldn't be much of a problem. But another bodily function that might be...
a problem.
What might be difficult,
yes.
According to the tower climber by the name of Brian, sent us this note. Doing that activity from up above is referred to as a mud falcon. So, you can use that on your show today.
Yeah, put that in your little
squeeze that in today.
Yeah, see what the memo they put out tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, now since Reno, being a Southern gentleman, you're probably used to a lot of a lingo. And unusual words. Well, let's learn a little bit of something from Al and our little quiz today in the world of pop culture. Al, what do you got?
All right, Tom, let's get started right now. Tom, if I asked you, how do you want to carry it? What am I saying to you? How do you want to carry it?
Would this be...
he's going to say something financial. I know he is.
No. Would this be you're with a buddy and you have a specific story? You've got to decide what angle you're going to use on the story to explain a certain event. How you?
I could see. No, that's not it. But that's a good. I like how you reason through that. You're getting good at these. Anybody? Any guesses?
How you want to carry it?
Does this involve illegal activity?
No, not necessarily.
Is it what lie do you want to tell? How do we want to tell this lie?
Yeah, that's what I was.
Our story
thinking.
Straight.
No.
It sounds like it's trying to make math cool.
carry the one. Yeah. I'm sorry, Chick. Yeah.
What is the answer? I don't know.
It's kind of an aggressive thing. It's almost the same way. Like if you were at a bar, you'd be like, "Hey, what do you want to do, buddy?" It's
gotcha.
Like that. Like, "Hey, how do you, if somebody, you know, grabs your girlfriend's behind at the bar, you turn around and be like, "Hey, how you want to carry?" It's a very aggressive thing.
Oh,
gotcha.
Yeah, it's like, how do you want to do
fight?
This?
Yeah, I got you.
Yes,
it would be problematic for me because I'd say, "Well, sir, we're going to start by speaking English. I have no idea what you're talking about."
I like how he's a sir too. Sir,
Tom, can I hear you use that in a sentence?
Okay. Yes, we can. Let's see now. What's the best way to do this? It's got to be aggressive. Does there have to be violence involved?
Well, that's
it's implied that it could happen.
Or just like the hey, stop what you're doing. Kind of like we need to decide how we our procedure here.
All right, I came into work this morning.
Uh huh.
And the night cleaner had parked in my space.
Yeah.
So you went up to him and you go, "Hey, how you want to carry that?"
Rufus, how are you going to carry it?
Oh. Yeah.
Did I do it right?
How do you want to carry it?
That's absolutely perfect.
Honestly. I thought Rufus quit. Did not Rufus not quit?
Oh, because Tom asked him how he wanted to carry it.
Yeah.
I came in this morning. I was walking by one of the towers. I got hit by a mud falcon. So I shouted up, hey, how you want to carry it?
And then Tom
got hit by another mud falcon.
Then Tom yelled,
Tom yelled at me, Reno, get off the tower. And I said, how you want to carry it?
That's a good one, Al. How you want to carry it? Very good. I'm gonna write that in my book, Al. Okay. What else?
All right. Tom, if Chicky told you to hop off, what would he be telling you to do?
You best hop off.
Is my get off my back? Was that a short form of?
You're in the right forest. You're wandering around in the right forest.
Get out of my face.
Hop off.
In the right forest.
Okay.
Does it mean during
he needs to catch up to me
during a vigorous conversation, argument of some sort? Would you say let's just change the topic?
Drop it.
Yeah, hop
or
it.
Or back
yeah.
off.
Drop it. Is that what it means?
Cool.
Hop off.
Cool. Wait. Yeah. Kind of. Christy's really close.
Oh, backing off.
Back off, and you're telling somebody they should do what?
Hop off.
I know step off means get away from me. You best step off.
Step off. I'm doing the hump.
It means mind your business.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, back. Mind your business. Gotcha.
Okay. All right, Christy, can you use hop off in a sentence?
Yeah, Tom, you need to quit looking at my Facebook. You need to hop off my Facebook. That's none of your business. Well, that's not it. No.
I've never been on Facebook. That doesn't apply.
Well, it doesn't have to apply.
It's an improper use of a... how about you could say something like, hey, when it comes to the outfits that I wear...
Yeah, hop off.
Yeah, hop off.
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of static about what I wore this week. I know better, but whatever.
You wouldn't wear that stupid scarf.
That frog is amazing, though.
Thank you.
No one could pull that scarf off.
I could.
I'd like to.
Yeah, really. Yeah, George Clinton.
Tom,
George Clinton would wear that scarf and someone would go, hey, George, that's a little much.
That's not. Christy, I'm sure it's lovely.
A little much,
thank you,
George.
Al.
Has anybody ever said that to George Clinton?
Hey, George, hop on.
Hey, George, seriously, come on.
Watch your
the hair. Okay, we got one more.
All right, we got one more and then the word of the week. Joshy, if you turned to Christy and you said, nice door knockers, what would you be saying to her?
I'd be complimenting her earrings.
Be down at HR.
That is 100% correct.
Yeah. How do you know that?
Because Josh is cool.
How do you know that?
Josh dapples in a lot of worlds. He knows
that. He's mystified. Look at him.
Door knockers?
How do you know that? Christy, can you pull up a pair of door knockers for Tom so he sees what they look? They literally do look like door knockers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, is that where? So there's an actual brand of
big round ones?
No,
it's not a brand, but it's
like a type.
A style.
Salt and Peppa used to wear them a lot.
I mean, yeah.
Kind of a thicker hoop.
Now, well, they could be anything really big.
Al,
like these large.
To show your hipness, Al, when you're on a first.
I guess they could be heart shaped.
When you're on a dinner date, do you say, please pass the Peppa?
I do not, because I want the date to continue,
Tommy.
But I understand.
All right.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.